Good morning. My guest this morning is Krista Garansky from The Fabulous Women. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. What is The Fabulous Women?
We are currently a nonprofit for Sonoma County, and it started off in my living room 11 years ago.
Wow.
With 30 women, with the intention to come together to help a family who had suffered a tragic loss. We had no intention at that time to start a group. The idea was just to be compassionate, somebody going through a difficult time.
Right.
And so I told everybody I could think of, neighbors, friends, moms at school, hey, come on over to my house, bring a little appetizer to share, and let's support our friend, who at that time, all of her family was in England. So she had nobody. She lost her husband to a staph infection.
Oh.
And it was a terrible twist of fate. She had a newborn and a 5-year-old. And my thought, what can we do? Well, let's at least surround her and give her some loving support. But what I didn't realize is that was the very first Fabulous Women's event.
Great. And oh, how wonderful.
Right. And, throughout my life, I've always been inspired by Oprah. Just this thought about how can you use your life for some greater service.
Exactly.
And so, after that evening, it was really interesting. We gave her a safe space to talk through her feelings and about the tragedy in her life. And she had great support in that room, safety and support. And so I just kind of instinctively put a paint can in the middle of the room and said, if we went out and had a great night with girlfriends, we'd easily drop a certain amount of money in a restaurant. Please put whatever you feel inspired in the can. I was so impressed that, 30 ladies had raised $1,000. And it was in checks and dollar bills and loose change.
Yeah,
I mean, it
yeah.
came in all forms of money. And best of all, I felt like, wow, what an amazing gift we had given to Carol to kind of restore her faith that people would show up for her in her life. But best of all, I think that all of us had this amazing feeling inside knowing that, okay, what a great community that if should something happen in my life, that, a community would rally around me.
Right.
And so that gave us, that those were the first seeds that were planted that evening.
So how many people are now involved?
How did
the growth happen?
Well, it's really interesting because I never looked for another event. The events found us. And so it just kept multiplying. So currently, although we still, have the name The Fabulous Women, it's men and women and senior citizens and Cub Scout troops. And it's all facets of the
Great.
Community.
Oh, how wonderful.
And we have over, I think there's 2,200 people who follow us and participate at different times, depending on what the causes are and their accessibility.
And you're centered in Petaluma?
We are. But, it's fabulous. People drive down from Windsor. They come up from Novato. It's really just about being compassionate and looking to improve our community. So sometimes we do help families who have had tragic things happen in their lives. But a lot of times we adopt causes that are really meant to improve the general community.
Right. What do you suggest to people listening now who are interested in finding out more?
Oh, fantastic. Well, we have a great following on Facebook, which is Petaluma Fabulous Women. But we do have a nice website that documents 11 years worth of gatherings and fundraisers and events, and which are all quite inspiring. And so you can find us at www.thefabulouswomen.com.
That's terrific. And also a phone number, too, is 799-2153. And I suppose it works differently for everyone. People, in a sense, construct their own reality around what you've been doing.
It is amazing because you start to see how everyday people can pull together for a cause, for a family, for, let's say it's to raise awareness about something that's significant to all of us. And you see people pull together their resources, money, time, energy, and beautiful things happen. Friendship has happened, but best of all, the community ties are tremendous that have
Great.
Come from this group. So
thanks for coming in, Krista.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.